The following is a paid program sponsored by
Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186, David Hochberg, NMLS 136675,
and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com. I'm having so much fun today.
We are.
Ripping. This show ripping.
I said it before, I'll say it again. This show is better off the air.
I'm telling you. Oh, yes. And I'm sorry about going after that realtor, but when you do, it's just like me going after Ryan Kelly, that piece of crap, right? With his call me if I'm in the twos. If you're going to do something unethical, right? It's called sales karma. It's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, but David.
Oh, my God. Guess who I heard on the radio the other day?
Who?
Joel Oldinger.
Oh, God.
I heard him. I'm like, where did he surface from?
Hey, Biggins, hello. Yeah, but I'll sell you a condo in a condo town.
No, he's not doing condos anymore.
Oh, no, he kind of got in trouble for that.
Dave,
I'll put you in an option arm in a 3-year prepaint so you can go buy 3 condos at the same time. Yeah,
right,
man.
That's annoying to our listeners. Here's what I learned about you today is that you refuse to do any of that realtor kickback.
It's illegal, Joe.
It's illegal, but there's ways that these guys are getting around it. The only reason that my realtor would say, hey, use this lender, is because I have something to gain from it, right?
Well, it would be just interesting to hear why she would do something like that after somebody has put in all that work. Because, that would be like in our world, we're showing a client houses, and all of a sudden they have their Uncle Bob, who's been sitting on the couch, write the contract. Yeah.
But Donna, more importantly, she took competition away from that buyer. So in other words,
I understand.
It's better
She had a fiduciary responsibility for that buyer to get the buyer the best.
Correct.
The
and
best
she didn't
deal.
Know that that was the case.
Yes, she does. As soon as you take out competition, it's not a good deal for the buyer.
Lied, that's what I'm saying.
She lied to the 27-year-old buyer who's naive and scared and overwhelmed.
Right.
And that another lender has a better rate and better terms, which was false.
But again, how did she know that?
Because she lied. She
didn't
know
matter.
That.
Yeah. Right. So in other words, give me two to choose from. Right. That's like having
and
one
again,
realtor.
It would be interesting to hear her side
of
this story.
Have the ball. Come on, Linda. I've got another hour. I got another 53 minutes.
I don't think she feels
come
welcome
on, Linda. 52 minutes, 30 seconds, Linda. 312-591-8900. Linda, tell you what, doors open next Saturday. You could sit in here and you could tell us about all your ethics and how your buyer got the better deal side of that opportunity when you eliminated competition from your buyer that we spent 2 weeks with, when you lied to him and told him that another lender had a better lower rate, lower closing costs, when we never had a chance to compete. I would love Linda to walk her fat ass through that door.
Ooh.
Okay. And bring it in here. Come on, Linda, anytime.
No last name,
bring
but
it in. I'm not giving out any last name. Okay, so look for a Linda with a fat ass and you can limit it down. Anytime I'm down here, 9:30 every Saturday morning, you could sit in any one of these chairs.
Maybe not.
Come on, Linda.
Can we talk about termites now?
312-591-8900. And I just want to openly profess my love for Julie's husband, Jeremy. We kind of went out on Monday. We talked about things.
With Jeremy?
You went out with Jeremy?
Jeremy Hafner.
Jeremy Hafner.
I've got a man crush for Julie's husband. We did it in an open place, Landmark Bar in downtown Northbrook. So, we're in, if things don't work out, Jeremy.
So what about termites?
Yeah, let's talk about termites.
312-591-8900.
312-591-8900.
I heard a lot about termites lately.
All right, so it's termite season. So we learned about termites like to basking in the sun. What the hell is all about?
They're waking up. The sun is coming out.
Okay,
it's warming.
So where do they go? That's what I don't understand. Where all these bugs go?
And this is what I just asked her. I said, I didn't think in Chicago here we would have termite problems because it gets so cold over the winter. And you told me.
And I said, they go deeper into the ground. They don't die.
They don't
just like
die.
Everything else, they look for cozy spots to hide, like in your wall voids, like box elder bugs, Asian beetles, all of those overwintering pests. Same concept, but termites, since they're the termites that we have here anyways, are subterranean. And it just means that they dig deeper down where it's warmer in the earth until the sun comes out and starts warming. Warming the window panes, and then they wake up.
How do they feel that way down there?
They feel the earth, that the ground literally unfreezes.
Warming up.
Warming up. So
I feel the earth
Move under my feet.
But Rose has a bunch of exciting changes happening, and I wanted to mention how we've simplified our services, and now it's one call, one solution. We have one plan that covers everything.
Oh, that's great
and
news!
We've got a special termite bundle program going on right now too, and it evens out to be like about $45 a month, so it's cheaper than most of your monthly bills. And I mean, most homeowners don't realize that termites are a real risk in the Midwest here.
How come you can't whack them at once? And what makes them come back?
Because they're elusive and there's a colony underground that we can't see.
Right.
And so it's a scientific approach of actually using something that they're going to share with all their buddies underground. So
like a pizza.
Sure.
That's a ticket.
Like
a pizza.
Okay. Somebody's hungry. Yeah.
They'd rather eat a 2x4 than a pizza.
Okay. This is true. A rotten one too.
Yes, a rotten 2x4. Tastier.
Termites like it gnarly. It's true. Right. The dirtier, the better. The more rotten the wood is.
Who doesn't? It's raining men. That's all I gotta say. I mean, who doesn't like it gnarly? But if so, I want to get to you guys, the home builders. When you're doing kitchens and you're tearing walls out, do you come across this? I mean, do you start seeing bugs and roly? What are the roly polies called?
Pill bugs.
Pill bugs.
Yep.
P-I-L-L?
Correct.
All right, pill bugs.
We used to call them garbage bugs.
Right, and we call them roly-polies.
Those are in moisture. Those are...
Correct, that's right? A moisture bug.
Right. So under cabinets, you'll find You'll find not so much termites under cabinets, correct?
You'll find mud tubes in certain scenarios, and that's the telltale sign of having termites, is you see track marks on the walls. And it's kind of weird. If you go to rosepestcontrol.com, it's because they need something to encase them so that they're protected. Mm. If you think about an ant farm, envision an ant farm.
Yes.
And all those little tunnels and chambers, that's what it looks like underground. They've got all these little nooks and crannies.
Secret passageways.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, Janelle, we run into that. So it's the framing. It's the heavy framing members get the most damage.
Right.
So your headers, your old wooden beams in the basement. The
floor joists.
I mean, they just eat this stuff up. And so it's not something you're going to see in your kitchen.
Not necessarily, but you might see some signs, like maybe some wings that are near windowsills that have fallen off.
Nobody looks that closely.
They're little teeny wings.
Are those termite wings?
No, but they're going to notice it's something
like
that shouldn't be there.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mothballs, they're hard to see too.
Mothballs or moths?
Mothballs.
Mothballs that stink.
Oh, stop it.
He's thinking something completely different.
Yes.
Anyways.
But when you're you do a lot of windows, right? MegaPro's windows.
Sure. Windows. But what, are you going to find termites in windows? Not really,
you will.
Right?
This time of year, they swarm. So as the sunlight is warming up the earth and
these
houses, you'll find them in windowsills, and you'll find broken wings in windowsills.
We see them more in the heavy timbers. The heavy timbers, the framing, the headers, the beams.
And termites can look like several different things. They can look like maggots. They can look like ants with wings. They can look like normal ants. And so if you don't know, if you're not trained, you're going to think it's just another bug. But this particular bug can do so many thousands of dollars in damage to a house. And it's not covered under homeowner's insurance a lot of the time, which is...
Do they ever
thing.
Venture away from their home colony? Like, do they go out and...
So that's the point of growing wings and swarming is for these soldiers to find a new place to bud off. Mm. And so it's satellite colonies, but there's usually a main colony on the property.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Is there a certain area in this marketplace? I mean, do you have a question?
Oh, my question was in that $45 a month, that new program you have... I mean, it covers more than just termites.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It'll cover ants. It'll cover...
Wasps. It'll cover crawling, flying, and stinging.
And you come in every month?
It's quarterly.
Quarterly,
It's four times a year, and if anything happens in between the services, it's free for us to come back.
Mosquitoes?
It's like that's separate, actually.
Okay.
That's because that's for the yard.
Right.
But I'm talking structurally for things like spiders or ants or centipedes, pill bugs.
Janelle, what do I have?
You have what I'm talking about.
All right, so
the quarterly print.
But I give you... Oh, I thought I'd just pay you one time and you take care of me all year.
That too. You can prepay and get a discount.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
No, but that's better than that monthly.
Absolutely. Nonsense. But we have options, and it's
okay. a yearly maintenance program is what you're saying, that you could break it down in a quarterly.
Yeah, but it's great. So
to.
Then I call you up and I say, hey, I noticed I've got more stink bugs.
Right. Yep.
And what's with the invasion of the stink bugs?
I know. It's just like box elder bugs and Asian beetles. They're overwintering pests that came over from Asia.
But we never used to have those stink bugs here. And all of a sudden, they're everywhere.
I know. Yep.
Well, let's talk about the realtor side of this. When you're out going to a home.
Okay.
Because hang on. I got to hit a break. No matter how hot this market is.
No, it just got good, Dave. You don't want to take a break now.
We got to hit a break.
Clean.
We got Kimmy playing the music. But I want to ask, from the realtor's viewpoint, on an initial inspection, right? Are you looking and trying to identify
bugs?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I do see them. Well, in fact, the other day I was showing a house and all those little baby tiny mini ants everywhere on the counter. Those
right, hold that
coconut
thought.
Tis the season.
Ants
or whatever.
Termite wings laying around.
No, okay. I never look at the windows quite that close when we're doing just a first show.
Hold that thought. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WSDavid.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, more Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg on WLS.
AM 890.
312-591-8. You guys all right?
God.
What the hell's going on over there? Donnie, you okay?
Looking for termites.
Okay, 312-591-8.
You have to get on Facebook.
You got to get Facebook Live.
Because there's no sound. You're just wondering, what are they doing?
I don't know what Don is doing underneath the table there, but that's fine.
This is too much fun.
312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. What is she doing? 312-591-8900. WSDavid.com. They got a little tangled up in there. We got Burning Man coming over to save the day here. 312-591-8900, WSDavid.com, WSDavid.com. All right, so let's talk about, we were going to talk about real estate. When you're out looking at homes, do you look at this stuff? Do you notice these type of challenges? And what should buyers...
You got to give her a chance. Look, she's all disheveled.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm all fine now.
All right.
You got that making love hair on.
You got... you come unplugged underneath or something? Your microphone jack?
Yes. All right. We're tangled.
You're okay?
It's a tangled web.
You all right?
Speaking of bugs.
Okay. So when, real estate angle on this, are you looking for bugs?
Well, I'm not snooping around looking for bugs. We're looking at the floor plans and the amenities in the home. But I happened to be out yesterday, as a matter of fact, and was noticing these little tiny ants in this woman's kitchen running rampant.
And you picked one up and smashed it.
And it smelled like a coconut.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I have no idea.
So that's called an odorous house ant.
See?
And that particular species of ant.
But do people usually smash them and smell it?
No, that's a weirdo thing.
But I knew of this odorous ant.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then she left and went to go make pina coladas.
Little garnish.
Right. I got a taste for a pina colada. I don't know why. I just killed 40 ants, and damn, I'm thirsty.
So that particular species of ant does some structural damage, too.
Are you trying to be serious right now?
Yes, I am. Right. Did you see how my face just went
serious?
Okay, so how big are these? Are they a millimeter?
So small, you can barely see them.
Maybe 2 to 3 millimeters.
Yeah, okay, so how much damage could that, or is it just like 4,000 of them can do the damage?
Their colonies can contain, I believe it's up to 10,000 ants, and they are notorious for creating satellite colonies, like we were talking about, budding off, and they also grow wings and scout out new places to, food sources and water sources and things like that. So this is a super colony species of ant, and it's very common in homes that have had recent construction or older houses that might have foundational issues. So
oh my gosh.
They'll leave like a sand or silt type of particle behind them, like behind wall voids and things. Like in finished basements particularly.
Wow.
Are you seeing that?
No, those, the coconut smelling bugs. I don't think we've encountered
those. Next time you see one.
Next time you see a tiny ant, pick it up and smash it and then think of me.
And then smell it.
And smell it, yes.
Smell it.
Right, don't eat it,
you
but smell
You do the same with mothballs.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, so let's talk about home improvements real quick. It's a nice segue over to you. We got a text message here, Joe. I got to find it real quick. It says, I want to say I made a big mistake. I should have listened to Mega Pros, Joe, on the show. Was incentivized by a big box store to order my cabinets and tops through them. Mega Pros warned me of the pitfalls, and now I see the problem and the challenges that I am now facing. One cabinet out for 6 weeks and tops with no confirmed date of installation. All I want to say is everyone listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago should trust Mega Pros Joe. He only wants to do what's best for you. This is Billy in St. Charles. So I guess there we have something to talk about with order timing and making sure things are coming in on time. So if they go to big box store, I guess from this text, there's really no backup plan or any type of...
How Mega works is we help you select and purchase direct your fixtures and finishes. So by us referring the Edge,
right,
we know the serviceability. We know that we can control everything. And we have a great communication loop with your design staff, even your delivery company. We can coordinate everything.
Everything is spot on. And if you do find a problem, you know, it happens, you know, a cabinet is damaged in shipment or whatever, we go that extra mile to be able to rush it.
Right.
Where in the big box stores, they really don't care.
Accountability was the word I was looking for.
Accountability, right. So right now, we're not demanding you go to the Edge.
Right.
We can't, all right? Meaning that's not in our wheelhouse. We're saying we're going to service you to the best of our ability. We can do it better with a pro partner, whether it's countertops, whether it's cabinets, whether it's flooring. We have our controls in place.
You have the relationship so that when a problem does arise, it can be easily resolved as opposed to an unknown entity.
And we'll only partner with people that can deliver.
Correct.
In a big box, you have, Tommy, one cabinet comes and there's a big split in the side of it, right? You're out 6 weeks at least to get that cabinet, and they won't even confirm that.
Right. And that's something that... You know, we have the relationship with our manufacturers, and we can have things rushed just because of our sheer volume.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll rush things along, so they'll reduce that 6 weeks down to two or three.
Now, when she says, or he says incentivized, I mean, you've got all these big box, orange big box incentives to buy their cabinets or their tops.
Right.
I mean, at some point, they're even saying, we'll give you free tops now.
What does that mean? Well, you mean the counter?
Yeah, you get free countertops.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
But it comes down to, listen, nothing's free. Tommy,
yes.
You've talked about this.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, again, Cindy was on the phone, who's answering the phones right now, one of my top loan officers on Team Hochberg. She quoted a guy, a rate. She was telling us coming up on the elevator, Joe, that he got a lower rate, but their costs were so much higher. Well, it was a racket-loving lender playing their game again, quoting a low rate and quoting $7,000 more in closing costs.
And that is the big surprise when they get
it's
to the
no
closing
surprise.
Table.
It's no surprise.
No, to the people who
right,
do...
but it's no surprise because the people are programmed on pumping gas. Press this button, I'll be approved for a mortgage. Really? Okay, but buy these cabinets for, you know, $39.99 with the asterisks and free installation. But it's going to charge you $4,000 delivery charge to get it there. Okay. I mean,
oh, yeah. Well, it's the old adage to a buy one, get one free.
Right.
Well, how much did the first one cost?
Right. Yeah.
But, Dave, if you're saying that people are looking at the rates and not the closing cost.
They're not.
But they don't know how much a closing cost should be.
Well, the closing cost should be $2,100
on a
refinance.
So you don't know that.
Right.
So wow, this is a great rate.
And they're suckering you into believing. And this comes down to educating
the public.
That's
what I always say. Compare apples to apples. Make sure that you know what you're comparing.
If
when you're
your realtor
comparing.
Allows you to do that, not throw a roadblock in by lying to a buyer. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. I got a guy down in East Peoria who called in, and we had a terrible connection. He has this question. Hang on. I just bought a home that was built in the late 50s, brick ranch over a crawl space. The crawl space smells awful. Should I have it professionally encapsulated, or should I try to save the money and do it myself? How hard is it of a job as I consider myself somewhat of a handyman? Thank you. He's in East Peoria. Tommy, you just bought a house. I don't think Permacil goes to East Peoria, but you just had the same challenge.
You know, I bought a split level house, and I redid it for my son, my daughter in law, and my grandkids, in which now they are happy homeowners. They've purchased a house, but I went in, and it's just like the house I grew up in. It has a crawl space, and it was all gravel, and you could go down there, and you could just, you know what it smelled like? Crawl space.
Right.
And it probably had bugs, too.
And rodents.
Yes. I called up Permacil and, you know, talked to Roy and Laura about it, and first of all, I had cracks, so they sealed up all the cracks, and then I talked about the encapsulation. It is by far the best thing you can ever do. You cannot do that by yourself. I think they use some proprietary materials, but it took a dingy crawl space, and now it's a complete area for more storage.
Right. Kids, well, in some houses, kids go in there and play.
Yeah, it's dry.
Right.
It's a membrane they put down, but underneath that membrane, what touches the rocks is actually like a grid system, and it's the coolest thing.
All right, so there you go, 309 in East Peoria. Tell you what.
So the answer is no, don't do it.
Don't do it yourself.
Well, Permacil might go there, right?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. So 309, do me a favor, go to WLSDavid.com, shoot me an email. Or I'll tell you what, go to WLSDavid.com, shoot Permacil an email. I get a copy on it, and I'll make sure it gets in the right hands. And if they go to East Peoria, you know, you get a home sweet home in Chicago. Break here. 312-591-8900. Got a picture here, guys. Somebody said it's from the 630, maybe somebody could help me here. Something like, maybe somebody could help me. He sent a picture of a ductwork with carpet. So maybe during the break, you and Tommy could come over and look at it, Joe, and give this man
probably
an answer.
Just me. I don't think Tommy would.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Tommy.
No. He wants good advice, so he should probably be talking to me.
312-591-8900. Are you struggling to pay your mortgage? Is your home already in foreclosure? Reach out for help now. Restoration America is a HUD, Housing and Urban Development approved housing counseling agency, and who has helped thousands of homeowners find solutions to avoid foreclosure. Their housing counselors will analyze your unique situation, create an action plan with options available through your lender and any other assistance program available that they know about, which you don't know about because they do it every day. They work with you and work with the banks or other resources to apply for assistance to avoid foreclosure. Best of all, the help is absolutely free. Restoration America never charges fees or helps to help anybody that is behind on mortgage payments or facing foreclosure. Avoid costly foreclosure rescue scams that take your money and do nothing to help. Make an appointment with one of Restoration America's housing counselors today. Call Restoration America now to speak with a housing counselor at 847-783-0232. 847-783-0232. We send them, unfortunately, at least two people a month who are having challenges.
Oh, boy.
And also we use them for all of our reverse mortgage counseling. 312-591-8900. So if you're a lender doing reverse mortgages, they're great. I sell real estate in the western suburbs. This is a 630. I tell my clients to call Bernie at Rose all the time. If you can pay $150 for a year for cable, you can afford $45 a month to protect your investment. There, what the hell is going on there?
It's not
love those glasses.
Joe and I are all being termites. We're afraid of the light.
But see, Janelle's glasses.
You've got to go to Facebook Live.
You have to see that.
I love them.
Those are Catwoman glasses.
Bug Lady.
I can't make this up.
It's not $45 a month, right?
It can be if you want a payment plan, but you can pay up front and get 5% off the total package.
I love these.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to go. You need
many options. Many solutions.
Complete
that'll
control.
Put those glasses you have.
Oh, I must.
And security just called. Linda's downstairs looking for the donut shop. 312-591-8900.
I have a big head, though. 312-591-8900.
WLSDavid.com.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, here's David on WLS.
AM 890.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900.
Oh, yeah, put them on, girl. These are the best-looking glasses I've seen in a long time.
Got to get to Facebook.
Dave, you got to get a radio show.
Yeah, I really do. I got to get a television show and just have Janelle on there. Janelle.
Taking over.
Yeah, Chino.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got her cat glass on. It's pretty funny.
Cat glasses and dinosaur dresses.
So I am Facebook Facebook friend short right now, trying to get to 4,000. So what we're trying to do, and how do you get to where you want to be, Chicago style, you pay people off. So here's what we're doing. If you like David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, okay, and you share it today.
We don't really have to like
you. No, you don't have to like
it. We just have to like
you just got to click the button. If you like it, you're going to be entered in to win a big bag. I'm holding it up right now on Facebook of a Veteran Roasters coffee. We're going to send you one bag, a 12-ounce bag of coffee a month for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So go to David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, like it, or share this show.
And can we like it too?
You can like whoever. I'm just going to get everybody that does.
Can we win?
That likes. Yes, you could win. I'm going to put it into a thing. Vanessa's going to pick it.
Why don't you
it.
Just take the coffee off the counter?
Yeah, I was going to.
You're just
going to
steal the coffee.
I'm just going to steal the coffee, and then I need my floors cleaned.
And run out the door.
312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. Thinking of a new garage door? Then call the door professionals at the Garage Door Group. The Garage Door Group works closely with top door manufacturers in the industry to find a door that best fits your style and budget. Garage Door Group proudly has experienced and certified garage door technicians to ensure professional garage door installation. All their work comes with the 5-year parts warranty and labor warranty with no hidden fees. Give the experts at the Garage Door Group a call right now, 847-998-5555. That's 847-998-5555, or visit us on the web at 833mydoors.com, 833mydoors.com.
Do they do the openers, too?
They do everything. Oh. Yeah, they repair, they replace, they fix.
And the doors. The openers.
Yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah, so if you have an old system, like my system was 15 years old, it stopped working.
No.
Came out, you know, redid the whole thing. It was great.
I heard they have side openers now.
Okay.
So you don't have to have them in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really convenient.
So you can have higher things in your garage.
In the middle.
I've never heard that.
How the heck does that happen?
Somebody just told me that the other day.
Well, maybe.
I would love to talk to the garage people and find out if that is indeed true.
They do.
847-998-5555.
Have the guy call in, David.
Yeah.
So, no, that's a commercial application.
Somebody from the garage door
group. Like from the side?
Yeah. Where they don't end up using, it is a torsion spring, but yeah, they can do sidewall mounted.
I don't. I wouldn't trust Tommy. Could you have the garage door
guy? I used to own a garage door
Steve
company.
Steve out in St. Charles, how are you, buddy?
I did too.
What didn't you own?
I've owned boat companies, garage door companies.
All right, Steve out in St. Charles again. What's going on?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I've applied for a $100,000 home equity line of credit.
Yes.
And I'm having some questions from the underwriter regarding some federal tax liens.
Okay.
They reach statute of limitations after 10 years, as you may know.
Right.
And the last one came off last summer. However, the underwriter's asking me to take these off. However, on the lien, it says in brackets that after the 1 day after the 10-year expiration date,
okay,
this constitutes a release of the lien.
Okay.
But they're asking me to release it. And I said, there's no way I can do that. This is released. It's not like it was discharged. It just expired and was released.
Okay.
But they're asking me that.
I have two solutions for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. It falls under the category if the underwriter wants it, you'll shut up and get the underwriter what they want. Okay, it just falls under that bucket. So you have two choices. Either get the underwriter what they want, okay, which you could do by going to an IRS office because they're obviously not reading the information that you're giving them.
Right.
Right. And say, can I get a release for this tax lien that the underwriter is busting your stones for? All right. And there's a office right by the airport in Schiller Park. If you're in St. Charles, you could just Google IRS office, right? They have local offices throughout the listening area, and you walk in there, get there early because there's usually a wait, and you bring in your tax returns, you bring in your tax liens, and you submit it, and you're like, I need a release for this. I would like to secure a release before I leave because it's been 10 years and it's been released. Or you take your business to another bank, that is able to read a tax release, lien release documentation that you got into at the time that you entered into it, and you take your business there. So that's one. I would still go to the IRS to probably get that so you have it for your record. So if this happens again, you have something for your records and you don't have to deal with it.
Perfect. That helps me. All right. Now, secondly, how would one, my advice in real estate, a realtor, 30-odd year?
How would you what?
He's a real estate broker. She's been in the business for 30 years, and they just wanted two years of her Schedule C.
Okay.
All right? And this last year, she made a loss of $1,500 because of whatever it was. And the year before that, her net was $4,500.
Okay.
And they average those two out. How would you normally just take 2 years, or would you take more?
No, you'd usually take, again, it's at the underwriter's discretion. If you had a year where you made $5,000 and a year that you only made one, you know, they might just take 1 year. But typically they average the 2 years. But do you need that $300 a month worth of income to get the line of credit done? Or do you make enough money to carry it?
Yeah, no, there's no problem. The income really isn't. They're just hitting me with with ratios and things that I didn't even anticipate because, you know, there's enough fixed income retirement and Social Security to cover it.
Right. Well, then the conversation goes back to the underwriter, respectfully, right? You don't want to go in there with the F-bombs like you're in, right? Like I just did with my friend Linda who stole the bar away from us, right? Not that I have any ill feelings about that. But, you could go back and say, remove that income from the application altogether, and I still qualify. You know, you know what I'm saying? But say it respectfully.
Yes. Okay. All right. So there is no standard or rule of thumb for protocol for evaluating, I know probably different industries, but for realtor income.
Well, it's any income. Okay. It's an underwriter's call. And if you go in there and you don't put that income on altogether, but you probably had to give them 2 years tax returns and they're pulling the income from that. Right. So the backup plan is just to drop the wife altogether from the loan and not deal with it at all. She's still on the title. She still has ownership of that house. And we have Stephen A. Leahy calling in. Can you bring up line four, Kimmy, to talk to you about the lien releases? Because he's our IRS radio answer man. Steve, are you there?
I am. How are you today, David?
Okay, good. We have Stephen from St. Charles. This is Stephen A. Leahy, our IRS answer man. What do you did I give Steve good recommendation?
No, because if you go to that, you are the IRS.
Completely screwed it up. Okay, great.
I asked Jenky about a garage door.
They have a particular way lien release. Lien department. So you can't just go into any IRS office and they'll give you a lien release.
It sounded good on the radio. I didn't believe that they even knew that.
Everything else would be good. He's right in the sense that the lien itself is a lien release. He's right about that. And that's what you give that to the underwriter. Give them the copy of that lien.
Right. He tried that.
And the lien, it will have a release. It'll has a date on it.
He tried that. The underwriter's not buying it.
But you're telling them to give him what he wants, but the IRS won't give you one because they gave you one already. That's what they'll say.
Okay. Steven from St. Charles, forget about what I just told you. Tell the underwriter to get their head out of their rectum, or you got to find another lender who will give them the lien.
And circle it. Say, here it is. It's released. Here is the release, because that is the release.
They have it. They have three copies of all, actually have copies of all four of them. And they're all over a year old.
Well, then here's what you need to do. You need to go to the banker that you're working with. You say you need to get this resolved, or you just take your business to another bank and get it done. That's it. I mean, you can only bang your head against the wall so many times.
I've had this with some underwriters, you know, or even with some of your loans, Dave, that they'll call and some people will ask for things that you just can't get it to them.
Right.
You know, and so then you have to talk to them. Title companies, sometimes title companies go crazy about this stuff.
I hear you.
And you just have to walk them through it. I've done this with some title companies. You have to walk it. Read the lien. And then I'll send them the IRS regulation that says that's the lien, the release.
All right. We got to take a break. Steve, are you good on St. Charles?
Hey, yes, I am.
Well, Steve can hire Steve Leahy.
Yeah, Steve can hire Steve Leahy or just talk to Steve Leahy. Right. Go to WLSDavid.com. We're going to put you on hold. What's your name? Cindy's going to get your cleaning product order. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. We got Brendan out in Arizona. We got Stuart from Chicago. We're going to come back. 312-591-8900. We got a guy texting us pictures of ductwork that's loaded with water. So there's... something going on with his ductwork. 312, I would tell him to stop urinating in his ductwork, and then it would cut the water problem down. 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's your host, David Hochberg, on WLS.
What really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses.
There you go. Burning Man.
Yeah.
You gotta look at Facebook.
Yeah. All right, how many viewers do we have on Facebook?
I don't know how this all works.
If somebody go down to my car and get my sunglasses.
We got one watching now.
I feel left out.
I don't know. We got...
How many?
Who the hell knows?
Two people are watching.
312-591. It's not now. It's in the future. People look at this stuff. 312-591.
They look at the future.
We got Stuart with a question for the bug lady wearing her cat glasses. What's going on, Stuart?
Hey there. Good morning. Well, I had the same problem a year ago, and I was hoping the bug lady could help me out. I've got these black what look to be ants coming out of right around my windows, but one of my neighbors said I better be careful because they might not just be ants. Can you tell me what I could be looking at and how I can help myself?
See, we were talking about this before.
How big are they?
Tell me some more details.
They're maybe a quarter inch to maybe a quarter inch long, something like that.
And do they have wings?
Some of them do, but some of them are just now crawling on the window.
Ooh.
Well, they were until I killed them.
They're waking up. They could be termites, Stuart. They could be. This is the time of year that the bright sun is going to kind of wake them up from the wall voids and whatnot. But it might be termites. And I was going to mention earlier, if you've bought a house before, you've had the termite inspection. But then most homeowners kind of forget about it. And if it's been more than 2 years since you've had a termite inspection on your home, give us a call. Give Rose Pest Control a call because we can help kind of figure out what's going on. 800-GOT-PESTS or 800-468-7378.
So, Stuart, wood cabinetry, wood floor, tile, grout cleaner, countertop cleaner, natural stone or vinyl? Quick.
Natural stone.
Damn straight.
Oh, man.
There's a man.
Yes.
Natural stone.
Hang on, buddy. 312-591.
Stuart, let's do an inspection for you. 312-591-8900.
Yes, I'm having an inspection, too.
Of what?
You should.
Of termites? 312-591-8900. Out to Arizona. I've got a realtor out there, great realtor, Brendan Costantino. Brendan, what's the flavor of the month? Is it still whites and grays out and browns out in Arizona? What are you guys doing out in Arizona?
It is. Everything which you talked about, the grays, the whites, the browns with the granite countertops, very popular nowadays.
Isn't that crazy?
Over the world.
Brown is not selling. If it's too much neutral, too much brown, it's not selling.
There you go.
But white is neutral.
White trim. I mean, the old oak is out.
It's too white.
Is that what you're seeing, Brendan, out there?
Yes, a lot of it.
Me too.
And how do you feel about my Linda conversation, even though Tom told me to move on from it?
That's what I want to talk about, how agents could steer their clients in the wrong direction and for kickbacks or whatnot. But, to be a good realtor, you need to set expectations with your clients or customers. Secondly, you need to be able to play well with the other realtors while having your clients, interest at hand. So, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on within the industry, and it's just not right. I shouldn't be as a realtor, I should not be discussing something that I'm not qualified in. I should direct them in the right direction.
Bingo.
When I work with you, David, you tell me, what do you tell me? I trust you. You don't tell me how to do my job. You right. should get it done.
Right. I've got a condo in Arizona that I rent out, and I've had challenges finding renters. He found a renter. Boom. Guy moved out early. And then I'm like, great, I have to find another one. He found another one. This guy's the best. So if you're doing something in Arizona, I got a guy. Read the email I sent you for the text. The guy wants a security deposit, even though he moved out early. Let me know if I have a legal obligation to give him the security deposit back, even though he moved out. All right? And we'll talk off air. All right, bud?
Absolutely. If you're interested in an urban living, Launchpad Sales and Marketing Group, powered by Launch Real Estate.
He's the best. All right, talk to you later, brother. 312-591-8900 out to Buffalo Grove. Steve, then over to Frankfurt with Barry. Steve, Buffalo Grove, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Dave. Wanted to find out from the real estate lady, is it Jean, if she's familiar with the tax structure in Northbrook versus Buffalo Grove Lake County.
Yeah, that's her safe word, is Jean. Her real name is Donna Sattler.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go, Jean, Donna.
Right. Donna Jean, really.
Donna Jean.
That's yeah. right.
Jean,
but all of her good friends call her Donna. But if you want to go really deep, call her Donna Jean or DG or DJ,
yeah,
depends.
DJ.
Right, whatever you want. So, Donna, something with taxes, so specific question.
Here's the specifics of taxes is that you really cannot be that specific with taxes because you've got the township, you've got the city, and you've got the county. Lake County traditionally has higher tax base than Cook County does. So I live in Lake County. We pay a little bit more in taxes, and I happen to live in an area of Lake County that has perhaps the highest taxes in Lake
Congratulations.
County.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, so it all depends on your township, your city, and your county. And you said you're in Buffalo Grove, correct?
Yeah, Vernon Township, right by 22, Woodlands of Fiore subdivision.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where it is, but honestly.
Is that Lake or Cook? That's Lake.
That's Lake County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's Cook County, Buffalo Grove, and Lake County, Buffalo Grove. Yeah.
And that's what I was wondering. And that is definitely Lake County.
Congratulations, Steve. Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're in the higher taxed county. What is the specific question that you just want to know what the difference of Northbrook to Buffalo Grove is?
Yeah, well, we were pondering maybe selling a house in Buffalo Grove and moving close to our kids who are looking for a house in Northbrook, Deerfield, that area. So we figured, at least if we're in a lower taxed area, that wouldn't be such a bad thing, and we'd be closer to them.
I'll tell you what. I'm in Northbrook, so I'm on the Cook County side of Lake Cook Road, okay?
Yeah.
My taxes in a house my size compared to in Deerfield for the same size is about $8,000 less.
Yeah.
For the same size house.
Yep.
And it's 2 miles from my house to the Lake Cook Road strip.
Yeah.
So if you want to save like $650 a month, come, you know, stay on
the Cook County
side and be close to your kids in Northbrook and Deerfield because it's crazy.
It is crazy.
My sister-in-law just bought a home in Deerfield, right? You know, this little small pishky home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are you spending that on that home in Deerfield when you could buy a bigger home for more money with lower taxes in Northbrook? But she just liked to be in Deerfield and get blasted with Deerfield Lake County taxes. Yeah. Even though both of her kids are out of high school. I don't get it.
Yeah, and
but
you know,
whatever.
It's your taxes and your interest rate that are going to affect your payment more than the actual purchase price of the home.
Right.
Because that's over 30 years versus 12 months.
Right. And that's a tip for Linda, who stole our client, that he gave us a chance to compete. But I'm over it, Steve.
Paid off, so that's not an issue. I would look for something comparable or less in Northbrook.
Go to the Cook County side, and you're all set.
Wood cabinetry cleaner.
Are you looking for like a townhouse or a single family home?
No, I want a freestanding house.
A freestanding house.
Plenty of those in Northbrook.
Yeah.
Plenty of those. I'll tell you, we're going to put you
in that area, Donna?
I do. As a matter of fact, I grew up there.
Oh, okay. I could give you my contact information. Maybe you can give me a call or however you guys do this.
Only if you call me Gene.
Yeah. And don't call her Billie Jean. Yeah, don't call her Billie Jean. We got wood floor, wood cabinet, tile, grout, vinyl, countertop, natural stone. Which one do you like?
You have, could you do ceramic tile?
What is this? Like,
I think that's,
on freaking Target
that,
here?
That, that comes under the natural stone, I think.
Dave, just change a label on something.
Yes, I could send you ceramic. Hold
there you go.
312-591-8900. Barry, last question of the show. Frankfurt, what's up, buddy?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. How's Frankfurt?
Great. Yes, I've got a tax question.
Okay.
My wife and I own a house, a rental property. The renters have been in there for 8 years. They finally moved out. And so we've put a lot of money into that house to where we're showing about a $20,000 loss. You know, we put new carpeting, new linoleum, new roof, and new everything. So anyway, my question is, from a tax perspective, can I count that $20,000 loss on my Schedule E?
Oh, boy, this is... There's no accountants here
I
today.
I think that's a very good question for a CPA. Do you work with the CPA, or do you go to a Jackson Hewitt or one of those type of places, H&R Block?
No, I don't. I've always done my own taxes, but we've never had a negative number before.
Okay, well,
talk to Stephen Leahy.
You can talk to Stephen A. Leahy. I'll tell you what, we're going to put you on hold, have Stephen call Stephen. You can take a loss on your Schedule E, if that's the question. I'm not a CPA, but we get enough tax returns in
to
see the negative.
Or maybe Tom can answer that.
Yeah,
Tom
can answer. Do you have any
accounting firm.
Okay, hang on, Barry. We're going to get you over to Stephen A. Leahy, okay?
Yeah, I would do that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Okay, yeah. I can't answer that question because I'm not a tax preparer, but Steve has relationships with tax preparers that he could get you an answer for your specific question, okay?
Hey, while I'm waiting, we also have ants, black ants.
Ooh, how big are they?
And they're pretty big.
Carpenter
and
ants.
They're in the bathroom.
Okay. Did you do any renovations in the bathroom recently?
No. But what happens is there's a hole up like where the shower comes out on the and. They come out of there.
Oh, my God. That's like a nightmare. That's like a movie, a horror movie.
Barry, give me a call.
Where do you live, Barry? Is it Frankfort, Illinois?
No, Frankfort, Indiana. But see, the thing is, we only see one or two at a time, and we don't have bunches of them.
And
they will. It's normally after I take a shower. I think they're drawn to the water.
Well, here, don't take a shower.
There you go.
They're drawn to you.
Stop showering, Barry.
If it is carpenter ants, there's probably a bigger colony somewhere in the wall voids, yep. And it's definitely something you should get looked at because they can chew away the actual structure.
Are they the big ants that look like blueberries with legs?
Oh, geez. Ew.
How do you tell the difference? No, these ants are they're black ants, but they're not huge. I mean, they're probably a quarter inch long, maybe a little longer.
All right, we're running out of time. Here's what I want you to do, Barry. Okay, when you get home, take a shower and then go in the shower with your phone. I'm being serious, right? Don't take a picture down and send it to him because she's got enough of those. Go just take a picture of the ants as they come out of the wall and then email it to who?
I can identify it.
Right,
yeah.
Email it to who?
Email it to me. If you go to WLSDavid.com, you can find my email address.
Okay, so take a shower when you get home, right? When the ants start coming out, take a picture, then go to WLSDavid.com.
Take a whole video of it.
All right, take a video. Do whatever you want.
Right? I'll be able to identify it for you, Barry. I'll let you know what species it is.
I can take a video, so I want to see the ants actually, and do it close up.
Right, okay.
Coming out.
So get some documentation any way you want. Video, you want to draw pictures of the freaking things. I don't give a crap. Right, just either take a video, take a picture, go to WLS David, look up Rose Pest Solution. She's on the homepage. Upload it. She will be able to tell. She's crazy, okay?
My wife knows her bugs.
She's bananas, so she'll be able to look, tell you the species and how to whack them, all right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Thank you.
All right. What type of cleaner do you want? Quick. You want wood floor tile? You want the ceramic like the other, pain in the ass from Buffalo Grove? Which one do you want?
Ceramic.
Ceramic. Another one. We don't even have ceramic, but we'll get you ceramic.
Take that call, please.
312-591-8900. Three quick. You got 30 seconds. Hey.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Donna.
Donna, it's Hey Krug.
Hi. Do you have good news for me?
I have good news. We accept your offer.
Yes!
Yay!
There's another one down.
Beautiful. Yay!
That's our client, Jeff.
I have 3 minutes to spare.
Okay, you do.
Who the hell is Hay? Like, I mean,
she's a realtor that Jeff and I are working with.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff, our client.
Okay.
And we put in an offer, and we won it.
Okay. Yay! So here's Hay calling Donna on the live radio show, accepting Donna's offer of our client. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
In a multiple offer situation. Hey, you rock.
All right, hey, would you like...
there you go.
Get some cleaning products.
Would you like wood floor cleaner, Hey? Would you like wood... You sound like a vinyl girl to me, Hey, to be honest with you. Are you into vinyl?
I am not a vinyl girl.
I knew Hay was not a vinyl girl.
I'll turn you into a vinyl lover. Natural stone, countertop, wood, tile, grout. Which one? Quick, 3, 2, 1, go.
I need hardwood.
Who doesn't?
Hardwood. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he said. Hang on. 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yay,
hey,
thank you.
We got to go. I've lost complete control. Everybody needs hardwood. Right. That's Donna wanting her hardwood.
Yay!
And we're going to WLSDavid.com. Have a great week. Go Blackhawks. Love you. Next season. Goodbye. 3.
The proceeding was a paid program sponsored by Home Sweet Home Chicago and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.